Zok the Hilge Mishnah Baita Masecht is Ksubis Perik Ches Mishnah Beis. So basically, what did we learn in the previous Mishnah? For the most part, Nechasim that she acquired prior to full marriage, if she sells it, the sale is sustained. If this is Nechasim that she got after Chuppah, the husband could be Mevatel to sell. Michra Batel. You could say my wife had no right to sell it. Reb Shimon divides it differently. Reb Shimon Chaylik Bein Nechasim LeNechasim. He says there are certain types of Nechasim where if the woman sells it after she was married, we keep the sale. It can't be reversed. And there are certain types of Nechasim where the sale is Batel. Nechasim Hayiduim LeBaal. We'll soon see what this is. Loy Timkar. She can't sell. And for that matter, can't give it as a gift. This means after marriage. V'machra dinasna, if she does sell it or give it, bata, the husband can take it away from the one who bought it. However, nechasim she'en yiduim lebal, lechatchila taka, loy simkar, she shouldn't sell it. But if she does sell it, v'machra dinasna, if she does sell it or give it away, then kayim, the sale is sustained. But how do we teach these words? What does it mean? Nechasim hayiduim lebal. One shot, says the Batanura, is that nechasim yiduim means karka. She'en yiduim means metaltli, movable objects. Another shot, says the Batanura, no. Both karka and metaltli are called yiduim. But yiduim lebal simply means that the husband knew that these fields existed. When he got married, he knew that these nechasim were in the reshus of the kraivim, and his wife was set to yashin them. She'enam yiduim lebal means that during the time of the marriage, the husband didn't know that such nechasim even exist. Let's say these nechasim were b'medina sayam. So let me ask you something. Is Reb Shimon being more machmir than the previous Mishnah or more mekel? And the answer is both. It depends where. For example, when she received the nechasim before marriage and sold it after marriage, Tanakama holds, if these nechasim came to her before the marriage, if she sells it, we can't reverse the sale. Reb Shimon says, if it was nechasim yiduim, we can. On the other hand, for example, when the nechasim came to her after the marriage, according to the Tanakhama, the husband could void the sale. He can say, no. But Reb Shimon says, if they were nechasim she'enam yiduim, the husband cannot stop the sale. So it's not necessarily more mekel or machmer than the Tanakhama. It just depends what the circumstances are.